4468, and I am at 5th and Broadway.
Hello, 4468. Supervisor wanted me to call and ask you if you had an issue with a young person at Rose Quarter.
No, I didn't have any issue with him. I just couldn't communicate with him effectively. And he just kept repeating over and over again he needed to get home. So I was concerned, and I said, maybe you can ask one of the people with the jackets over there. And he stepped out and started conversing with him. I had no issue with him, though.
So did he seem like he didn't know how to get home? Because he told the supervisor that you refused boarding him because he didn't have ID.
That's not accurate. I informed him that he had to have fare, and that's what he started saying, that he just needed to get home, and he doesn't have any ID with him. I just didn't know how I could help him.
Well, you know, you could have just informed him that the fare is, you know, what it is, and say, you know, next time you come on, need to have fare, please, or a ticket, you know, but he's a youth, so it could be hard for him to get a cop card, but you could have just let him ride with you.
Okay, that's what I did. Basically, I informed him he had to have fare, and then it went sideways with, he kept repeating over and over again, he needed to get home. I thought there was something else going on with him. I had no idea. And you, when I have people that get on, you want me to just let them board without paying and then tell them what again? I'm sorry.
Well, fare is we inform our passengers. We inform them we're not taking cash right now. We inform them, you know, you can use a hop card or use an app on your phone, but we don't deny rides to people because they don't have fare.
Okay, let me be clear. I did not deny Cam or anyone else a ride. So my job is to inform people that the fare is X amount, and I point to the sign of the door, but I don't deny anybody.
And I wasn't saying you were. You said we're just supposed to let people come on without fare, so I was just reiterating what the SOP states. You know, we just let them know. If they ask how they can get those things, we try to point them in the right direction. And I'm not saying that you denied him boarding. It sounds like, you know, it was a case of you sent him out to the supervisor to maybe get more clarification or help from them. So I was just checking in with you.
No, I thought pointing him out to the customer service person, maybe they could assist him with which. I didn't know if he was on the right bus. He just kept saying, I need to get home. So I thought the customer service person could, you know, help him out. That's why I informed him to go and speak with that gentleman.
Okay, I copy. Yeah, you know, stories could change. People say different things, but yeah, I'll just let the supervisor know, and I hope you have a good rest of your night.
Thank you.
Thank you. At 1756.